Hello and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Podcast. I'm John Broadbooks, Vice President for Communications at Illinois Realtors. And today we're going to be talking about Select USA. Select USA is a massive real estate and economic development event, which is held annually in Washington, D.C. And in fact, it's coming up in the middle of this month, June. So for the second year, Illinois Realtors is playing a role in this event, bringing our knowledge of the real estate market to bear on a trade show and conference that attracts a worldwide audience. Joining me today are Alex Ruggieri, Senior Advisor for the Ruggieri team at SVN Ramshaw Real Estate in Champaign, Illinois. And we have Sharon Gorell, Illinois Realtors Director of Global. Both Alex and Sharon will represent Illinois Realtors at Select USA, which is June 10th through the 12th. Welcome, Alex and Sharon.
Thank you.
Welcome, John.
So Sharon, let me start with you. Can you give me a better sense of what Select USA is?
So Select USA actually is an annual summit that's held in Washington, D.C., and it's under the U.S. Department of Commerce. And Select USA brings together representatives from all 50 states, and it's primarily economic development councils themselves. So representing Illinois this year, Intersect Illinois has us on their team along with economic development groups from around the state. Some are down in central and southern Illinois, and then others up north here. But those are just a couple of examples. And then also some of the major utilities have representation there. So AMRED and ComEd will have representatives there talking about the utilities and some of the energy assets of the state.
So Alex, why is it important for Illinois and more specifically Illinois Realtors to be represented at this event? What value do we bring?
I had a friend one time who had a turnover problem in his company. And I asked the question, well, that's interesting. Who's working on the problem? He looked at me and said, well, nobody's working on the problem. I think that is why, in a roundabout way, I'm answering your question. That's why we have to be there. Because if we expect to have economic development, if we expect investment in our state, we have got to be working on that problem. We have got to be there and have a presence, have to have all the tools. We have a lot of the proper processes and incentives in place, but it all starts with an invitation. So we need to show up, be ready, and invite folks to come to the great state of Illinois.
Now, Alex, I know you've been at the annual MIPIM conference, and Sharon, you've been at Select USA one time before. Sharon, I wonder if you could tell me how this differs from MIPIM, which we just got done with in March in Cannes, France.
They are kind of similar in structure. However, when you think of MIPIM, you're not going there to learn about France necessarily or investment opportunities in France. You have many countries that are represented at MIPIM. So just from the sheer scale of things, MIPIM is significantly larger than Select USA. And so an investor can go there and learn about different countries, let alone offerings within the states that are in the United States. Where in Select USA, you know, it being under the umbrella of the U.S. Department of Commerce, they are really selling the U.S. So other countries and investors from other parts of the world, it's kind of like instead of us going to the globe, it's the globe coming to us, which, you know, it makes it really kind of nice that you're in your own country's capital and you're really promoting not just the U.S., but you have the opportunity to really zero in on what the offerings of the state of Illinois is.
Illinois is a top destination for foreign investment, according to the National Association of Realtors. And in fact, Chicago is the third largest destination for capital investment in the country, recording some $4.67 billion, that's billion with a B, in investment in 2018. So, Alex, why is this city so highly ranked among foreign investors?
Well, I think there's a host of reasons. I think we got a tremendous workforce there. I think it is well known on the world stage as being, you know, one of the premier cities in the United States. It's certainly a headquarters for you know, architectural students from all over the globe. And we have ports that allow for shipping. I mean, we have a rail system that can reach 75% of the country, you know, within a day. I mean, There are a lot of reasons. I think that Chicago stands out first and foremost in the minds of a lot of people. And of course, I don't live and work in Chicago. We live in downstate, and we think that there's a lot of virtues that we have to offer as well. But we are really glad that we have a place on the world stage with a city like Chicago.
So Sharon, what are we going to do at Select USA to help sort of promote the state while we're in Washington, D.C.?
Alex and I are going to kind of be the face of the real estate industry in Illinois, and also we will be providing some data utilizing the Realtors Property Resource system that NAR provides our members free of charge. So I'll be putting together some trade reports from some select areas around the state to provide a sample of the ecosystems of the different centers of business around the state.
Alex, I mean, you travel worldwide. You've represented NAR, I know, in Asia. You've been part of the MIPIM conference, and you know, and there are many other things you've done globally as well. What do foreign investors tend to say when you mention you're from Illinois?
Well, I mean, I think it depends on what they're wanting to do. There are some people that would not even want to come to Illinois if they have a certain profile that they're trying to meet, and they need to be in a Sun Belt state or something like that. If people are looking for a solid labor force, if they are looking for a particularly technology center labor force, if they're looking for some of these transportation type issues for moving goods or people, Illinois actually holds up very, very well. You know, there's a lot of good attraction on the part of investors, and literally there are hundreds of international companies that have invested here.
It sounds like, you know, if somebody who wanted to invest came to this show, they would have pretty much all the resources that they would need to start making a decision to locate in Illinois. It would all be right there under one roof. Is that fair to say?
I would say that, because, you know, not only are we there, you know, representing, you know, kind of the real estate industry, but like I said, the utilities are represented there. And then there's also other groups that are there as well. So it really is a team effort in promoting all of the different assets. And it's good to have different people there that kind of understand, and, you know, they're promoting what's in their wheelhouse. So nobody has to have 100% of the answers, but everybody that's on that team knows where to get the answers.
The question that many of our members may have is, what's in it for me? If I'm a member of Illinois Realtors, why should I care that Illinois Realtors is spending time to go to a conference like this?
Again, it gets back to who you got working on the problem. I mean, if we want to have economic development in our state, we really need to have a presence. And when I say presence, and I say we, I am talking about Illinois Realtors. We are a relevant, very important team, member of the team that is able to attract companies and actually get things done. So we need to be part of it. We need to be involved intimately, and we need to do it from the beginning. And if we don't do it, nobody's working on the problem. It doesn't happen by itself.
Sharon and Alex, thanks so much for your time today and telling us about your journey to Select USA.